Belonging to Christ is not rehabilitation, it's recreation.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Dave Brannan. Dave writes, Ruth cannot tell her story without tears. In her mid-80s and unable to get around much anymore, Ruth may not appear to be a central figure in our church's life. She depends on others for rides, and because she lives alone, she doesn't have a huge circle of influence. But when she tells us her story of salvation, as she does often, Ruth stands out as a remarkable example of God's grace. Back when she was in her 30s, a friend invited her to go to a meeting one night. Ruth didn't know she was going to hear a preacher. I wouldn't have gone if I knew, she says. She already had religion, and it wasn't doing her any good. But go she did, and she heard the good news about Jesus that night. Now, more than 50 years later, she cries tears of joy when she talks about how Jesus transformed her life. That evening, she became a child of God. Her story never grows old. You know, it doesn't matter if our story is similar to Ruth's or not. What does matter is that we take the simple step of putting our faith in Jesus and His death and resurrection. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 10:9, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. That's what Ruth did, and you can do that too. Jesus redeems, transforms, and gives us new life.
Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Romans chapter 10, verses 1 through 13. Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. Since they did not know the righteousness of God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. Christ is the culmination of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Moses writes this about the righteousness that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' that is, to bring Christ down, or 'Who will descend into the deep?' that is, to bring Christ up from the dead." But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is, the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in Him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's today's scripture reading from Romans chapter 10, verses 1 through 13.
Let's pray. Lord, we have been searching for the meaning of life without success. Now we want to put our faith in Jesus and what He did for us by dying for our sins on the cross. We trust in Him today. In His name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.